The bottom line. If a wife has an attitude of rebellion, she can find 1,000 different exceptions to obedience. But if a wife is really seeking God and asking for wisdom from on high, she will be able to discern the difference between her own controlling spirit and those rare instances that a husband may command outside his sphere of authority, requiring legal intervention. Women who threaten to report him to the law, or women who refuse to answer the phone any way other than, "He is here, but he will not talk," are rebellious. They will never make it to the Hall of Fame, found in Hebrews 11, where Sarah was listed, nor will they make it into a heavenly marriage here on earth. They will go to their graves unloved and uncherished, a total failure as the woman God called them to be. Wisdom allows us the ability to use our minds and spirits to handle small problems with grace and honor. To those of you who are enduring verbal and physical abuse, we realize that statistically, you are likely to remain with your husband. It is therefore important that you understand how to speak and conduct yourself in a way that will maintain your physical and emotional safety and ultimately win your husband. The Bible gives us several examples of wives in terrible circumstances coming up with different ideas to show honor and still obey. For instance, Esther, who was given as a bride to a godless, divorced man, diverted disaster and death by quick wit and courage when her husband made a foolish decree. Read the book of Esther for the whole story, and check out nogreaterjoy.org for the Esther study.